You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to William Hill's European Football Podcast. The Euro Podcast returns after a week off for the international break, and what a superb weekend of football it is right across the continent. We've got games to bring you this week from Portugal, from the Netherlands and from Italy, and three big games as well, might I add. Sam Norris here in the presenter's chair this week, and on punditing duty, Mr. Alex Dunn. How are you, Alex?
I'm okay, Sam, yeah. Yeah, football's back. And
we haven't got another international break now for 5 months.
Thank heavens, because they're really dull.
They're not great, are they?
It's not just the fact that you don't get your club on a weekend. It's the fact that there's nothing to even watch in midweek or from anywhere.
Midweek is where it actually hurts me more than anything.
Yeah.
Rather than the Saturdays, because there is at least international football to watch on a Saturday, but there's nothing doing midweek.
It's just sort of, and you're thinking, oh well, there's no Champions League, no. And then no, there's not even League One and League Two action. It's just, but less of the negativity, because football is back and we've got some belters this week.
Yeah, it's a really, really good weekend of European action. Some big games, as we mentioned, in three of the major leagues. We'll begin with a big match in Portugal. Benfica take on Porto Saturday evening, 8:30 kickoff. And it's 13-8 for Benfica, 2-1 about the draw. Porto 15-8. They are side by side in the table. Porto are second, Benfica are top. 64 points for Benfica, 63 for Porto. They both inexplicably dropped points in the title race last week, and it goes without saying this one could well decide the title this year.
Quite possibly. They've both gone into the international break off the back of a really disappointing set of results for both of them. So, in that sense, well, I mean, Porto will have been absolutely kicking themselves.
Yes.
Because they played second. And having watched Benfica draw at Paços Ferreira, Porto at home to Vitória Setúbal, that is not a hard game. I think they went off something like 8 on Porto. And could only draw. Very disappointing indeed. Look, these two are the best two in Portugal by a distance. Sporting Lisbon make up the big three, if you like. But it's sort of the big two and a half, really.
They play the same role that Atleti played for a long time.
Basically.
Behind Real and Barca.
And Sporting have been decent in recent seasons. They pushed Benfica very, very close last year, finishing second, only beating 2 points. Porto are almost the third wheel there. But if you go back through the years, it is typically Benfica from Porto and Sporting. This season, who do I think's better out of Benfica and Porto? I think Benfica are probably just the better side in terms of who I think will actually go on to win the league. Because, of course, there's only 18 sides in the Portuguese league, so they've only got 8 games left now.
Yes.
So I think it's a fascinating clash coming up. Look, over the course of the season, Porto have lost once. Benfica have lost twice. It's a hard one to call, definitely. But there's value to be found, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah.
I think Benfica's home form makes the odds against. It's more than odds against. You know, well, it isn't, but
I know what you mean. We're not talking 21-20 here.
No. 13-8 on a home win. Now, we use different websites for our form. But I'm looking at one now, and it is a sea of green. And the one yellow splodge on there in the league was a 3-3 draw against Boa Vista when they were 3-0 down after 25 minutes. You can kind of rule that game out, I think.
It's a good result at the end of the day to be 3-0 down. That's actually a positive,
but
if
it is freakishly odd that they would do that. And otherwise, they've been pretty flawless so far at home this season. I think one draw against Setúbal was disappointing, and they lost to Napoli in the Champions League at home. apart from that, inch perfect. Now, Porto away from home do slip up occasionally. They lost at Moronense in the cup. You can forgive them that. They lost in the other cup to Chaves. You can, again, forgive them that. They lost at Sporting. They lost at Leicester in the Champions League. You know, there's plenty of excuses, if you like, reasons as to why it has been a bit of a problem. But what's key for me is the amount of goals that they concede on the road is so negligible, it's beyond belief. Since that, you know, well, I was going to say since the disappointing game in the cup, just full stop this season, they are more clean sheets than anything else on the road. That has to bode well when you go into a place like Benfica where you know that you're going to have to defend well and maybe nick one on the break. The issue they've had is scoring goals away from home, if anything. So, look, it's a fascinating game. Benfica win for me. Their home form is just too good to ignore, and I would have priced it up with Benfica closer to even money than 13-8, if I'm being honest. I think Benfica 1-0 as well at 6-1. I think this will end up being very, very trappy, very, very cagey indeed. Look, it's a huge game, like you said. It's a must not lose for both sides.
Definitely.
But and to be fair, the prices, you could probably play draw no bet or double chance or whatever, because you are going to find that value that you wouldn't normally find. The head-to-heads don't tell us a massive deal. Porto came here and won in February of last year. Benfica have had their own fair share of success as well. Doesn't really tell us a great deal. I think 1-0 Benfica, I would be tempted to play. Or, as I can see, you're hovering over there. Benfica and under 2.5 goals at 100-30.
That looks big, that, I think.
Yeah, it's 1-0 and 2-0.
Yes.
Dutched. I don't mind that. And I think Benfica are a good value here to win and not win easily. But I'd take the minus a goal. I wouldn't mind that. I say that. I do think it'll finish 1-0. So for all I'm saying, I would take the minus a goal. That would be more of a price play than anything else.
Right.
But Benfica get the nod, 13-8. That will be the outright selection.
Okay.
But I'll throw in a correct score, 1-0 as well.
Very good. Benfica to win the match then at 13-8. And if you fancy them to win by a goal to nil, that is in the betting at 6-1. One of the other markets we'll discuss there, Benfica win and unders at 100-30 if you want to go that way. We move on to the game in the Eredivisie coming up on Sunday. This one is a 12:30 kickoff. Ajax entertaining Feyenoord. It's 10-11 for Ajax, 5-2 the draw, and Feyenoord in the betting at 13-5. And again, this is a meeting of first versus second, but it looks a little bit more of a, not a foregone conclusion, but Feyenoord have got a much healthier advantage than the slender lead that Benfica have. And if they can avoid defeat here, it looks pretty much like the Eredivisie title is going to be theirs.
Yeah, 7 games left in Holland, and Feyenoord are 6 points clear with a goal difference that is equating to a point.
Yes.
Basically. I think 12 clear of Ajax. Going into this weekend's games, I think Ajax win this, though.
Really?
And that could put the cat amongst the pigeons.
Mm.
Look, anything other than Ajax win, and you could pretty much crown Feyenoord.
Yes, definitely.
Because, quite frankly, we mentioned the big three in Portugal. You've got a big three in Holland as well. Mm. And as a rule, they don't drop points. Between them, Feyenoord, Ajax and PSV have lost just 6 times so far this season. That includes when they've played each other, of course.
Yeah.
It's hard to take Feyenoord on. They've been really, really impressive this season. They did slip up at Sparta Rotterdam a few weeks back. And they did lose at Vitesse in the cup. But otherwise, flawless so far this calendar year. They don't draw many, I would say that much. Now, Ajax at home, this is almost going back to the Benfica debate, because Ajax's home form is fantastic. The only time that they've dropped points from, what is it, the middle of September onwards, is a draw against PSV. That's it. That's all. They did lose in a friendly. That's fine. We'll forgive them that, because nobody cares. Some uncharacteristic results at the start of the season, drawing against Roda and the loss to Willem II, probably is why they're not top of the table.
Yes.
To be honest, or at least very, very close indeed. The key for me is that Feyenoord have not won at Ajax since 2005.
Right.
That is staggering. Mm. For two sides that have been heavyweights slugging it out, Ajax have had the better of things in recent years, and Feyenoord are by no means the new kids on the block, but they've sort of rejuvenated.
Yes.
And they have been very impressive so far this season. I'm less keen on Ajax, because they're odds on. But I'm not going to let that sway me. I do think Ajax will win this. Quite simply, Feyenoord will more than settle for a point.
Yeah,
basically.
Definitely.
So I don't see any need to be backing Feyenoord here because I just don't think they will be going all out to win. Ajax's home form is too good, as far as I'm concerned, for them to lose. So you're left with Ajax or the draw. You could back double chance, but it's too short. Ajax 10-11 has to be the play. Ajax and both teams, maybe, for a bit of value at 14-5. But quite simply, on the nose, Ajax 10-11, look, it's not the best value you're ever going to find, but you know you're going to get a good run for your money. You look at some of the other games, maybe in England,
yes,
across the weekend. Swansea take on Middlesbrough, for example, on Sunday. Swansea are a very similar price to Ajax.
Mm-hmm.
And Swansea have been better in recent weeks.
Yeah.
And Middlesbrough are poor. But the reason that you're backing Swansea there is because Middlesbrough are poor, more than because Swansea are good. Here, you've got two sides that are very good, Ajax and Feyenoord, similarly priced. But with Ajax, you know what you're getting. You know what they're going to do at home.
Mm.
And I'll take them at 10-11 to win once again.
Yeah, definitely. And there'll be 10-11 chances across the course of the weekend at this stage of the season, Alex. There'll be teams who are 10-11 who don't need to do anything, whereas this could be Ajax's entire season here. So they have to be thrown. It is, yeah.
It's a phrase that is used a lot.
Mm.
But I just think Ajax have to be the bet at 10-11.
Okay, Ajax then at 10-11 to win that game in the Eredivisie. The final game on the podcast this week then comes up from Serie A, and this is a 7:45 kickoff on Sunday. Napoli take on Juventus. Napoli are 6-4. It's 23-10, and Juve are 2-1. This is first versus third. Juve look as though they've pretty much already got the title stitched up. Napoli though are still in the race for that automatic Champions League qualifying spot. If they pit Roma to second, they won't have to go through the qualifying round next year. They look clear of Lazio in fourth, but there's still a little bit to play for Napoli. We've said time and time again on this podcast, Alex, if Juve are to be caught out, you've got to do it away from home. And despite the fact that they are away from home to one of the best sides in the league, 2-1 on Juve, it's not going to come around every day.
No, it isn't. And this would be one that in the past I'd have been absolutely lapping up. You wouldn't be getting that price on Juve at home, but if you were getting, well, anything above even money on Juve at home, I'd be all over.
Yeah, definitely.
Look, how many episodes of the European podcast have there been now? 100 and, getting on for 110, I think?
Yeah.
And I've been on most of them.
You have?
And people are probably getting sick of me going, yeah, Juve are really good. Juve are a good side, yeah. Mm. Juve will probably win this.
And at home.
Juve are very good at
home. Good at home, yeah.
Juve win to nil at home. and it can get dull, but yeah, it keeps happening. but at the same time, Napoli are a side I've got a massive amount of respect for. And it's just unfortunate. Well, I say it's unfortunate. It's a mark of how good Juve are. But Napoli and Roma just keep huffing and puffing and never really landing that much of a challenge on Juventus. Even when Juve have blown starts in recent years or have had little sticky spells, Napoli and Roma just aren't quite consistent enough to quite get the job done in terms of beating them overall over the course of a season. And yes, they will have their glories. And it's interesting that in this clash between Napoli and Juve, the last five meetings between the clubs, or the last four meetings in the league, at least I'll say, have gone the way of the home side.
Mm.
That could be key here. Napoli at home deserve to be favourites for most games that they play.
Yep.
Do they deserve to be favourites against Juventus? Debatable, I would say.
Yeah, I would agree.
But again, Juventus don't need to win this. It's a must-not-lose for Juve, and even if they do lose it, they'll still go on to win the league. For Juve, see Chelsea, basically.
Yes.
Almost the same point situation. Similar performances, really. They have been unanimously considered the best in the league so far this season.
And I suppose Juve have actually got the Champions League to focus on as well.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But it's a very similar story.
Yes.
They're not untouchable. They are very good. Would I want to back Juve here? No, if I'm honest, I wouldn't.
Right.
I would be backing Napoli, whatever price they were. I was hoping they'd be outsiders, and they're not. But I'm still going to stick with Napoli. And again, would I just back them on the outright? I think I probably would because of the price that they are. You don't want to be too greedy when you're backing a 6-4 shot.
Yeah.
But I'd back unders on the goals as well. I think that'd probably be the outright selection would be unders on the goals because in a lot of these games, it can be fairly trappy, but it's 7-10 for unders here. And I'm not so sure that this is going to be free-flowing. Look, there's a dated, stereotypical view of Italian football,
yep,
which is they defend well. Well, they do to a point. Some teams also defend absolutely horribly at times. And going forward, there's enough talent there, not least the likes of a certain Mr. Higuain, who, by the way, is 13-10 to ruin his old club's party. But yeah, unders at 7-10, probably the outright selection, but I don't mind Napoli at 6-4. That would certainly be the way I was going to go if you are looking for... Well, I say it would be the outright selection, the unders. If you are looking for an outright bet...
I know what you mean. Yeah.
But the overall selection, if you just pin me down for one, under 2.5 at 7-10.
Okay, under 2.5 then at 7-10, the pick for that match. And if you are looking to bet in the 90-minute market, slight preference for Napoli. If you combine Alex Dunn's three selections there, then Benfica to win, Ajax to win, and under 2.5 goals in Napoli versus Juventus, that treble comes out at 7.5-1.
I don't mind that.
Decent?
Yeah.
Decent enough.
Well, you've got two sides who are rock solid at home.
Yeah.
And two sides who are coming up against each other and may just cancel each other out. It's a big price.
And it's taken me an age to calculate. It's 15-2.
Yes.
That is what price it was.
Oh, Sam, it's been a long day, hasn't it?
I know. I looked at that and I thought 7.5-1. What's that in proper...
I could see your little brain working overtime.
What's that in proper odds? 15-2 for that treble. Shall we get to the naps then, Alex?
Yeah.
I had a winner last just before the international break.
Yes.
You had a loser, okay. But yours was significantly bigger price than mine.
Yes.
And you're still ahead in the naps table.
Of course.
So I can't gloat. I can't gloat too much. What is your idea of a best bet this week?
I think of the games that we've focused on, definitely Benfica at 13-8. It's the biggest price of them, and possibly the way that'd go. One, you reminded me of a game actually, because we were talking about how, you know, every game's a cup final, or well, we didn't say that, but we said the Ajax final game is a cup final in effect for Ajax at least. There is actually a cup final going on this weekend.
There is
French League Cup, Monaco against PSG. That's 8:00 on Saturday evening. And I think the way that I'd go in this is, well, I'd be looking at some pro Monaco, but I'm just trying to find out what price they are. Well, the draw no bet is 11-8. I'm wondering if we've got a to lift the trophy market. And I can't see one right now.
It's the kind of thing that will pop up as we get closer to the game.
And I can't see it, and I can't think of anywhere that it would be that I haven't looked already, if you like, on our console. I think that could be a play, because I just... Look, we've seen how good Monaco are in recent weeks. 5-2 for the draw for Monaco just to win in the 90 minutes. The draw also 5-2, PSG 11-10. It's more of a... I don't want to back PSG at 11-10. So rather than a nap on this podcast, I'll just put up PSG as a lay, shall I? No. I think, nap-wise, I'm going to have to go for Benfica.
Yeah, okay.
But if you do see Monaco to win, to qualify, if you like, well, I know it sounds silly to qualify, but you know what I mean, to lift the trophy.
Yes. Would that be...
Certainly worth a play and...
A next best for you.
Yeah, probably, like. Yeah. And without the prices, we can't speculate, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. And it, obviously, it gives you something very good to watch on Saturday evening. And they're both Saturday night games, aren't they?
Yes.
Monaco and Benfica in some kind of double. And normally, if you put those two in a double, you'd be lucky if you get an even money. And all of a sudden, you're going to be looking at nice returns. So certainly worth a look, as far as I'm concerned. What about you? What's your nap?
I've got a nap and a next best this week.
And I know. Giving you a fourfold.
Absolutely shelling
it. Nearly a five material.
For the nap, I'm going to go for Lazio, who are away at Sassuolo. This is Saturday night in Serie A, 5:00 kickoff, Saturday tea time, if you like. Sassuolo are 130, it's 11-4 the draw, and Lazio are 17-20. It's not one where I'm in love with the price, but I just think as a bet, I just don't really see how Lazio don't win this game. Their form has taken a massive upswing recently, Lazio. They arrive here off the back of four wins and a draw in their last five games. If you just focus in on away games, it's the same. You do have to throw a cup game into the mix as well, but it's four wins and a draw from their last five on the road. And Sassuolo have really tailed off, particularly at home. They come into this off the back of five straight home defeats, and they've only mustered a couple of goals during that period. Yes, they've played Juve and Milan along the way, but Cesena in the cup, Chievo and Bologna, not great teams, and Sassuolo have started to head south pretty quickly. They'll probably be fine because the bottom three are so far adrift. In fact, they're almost mathematically clear already, such as Palermo's fate this season. But Sassuolo going south very quickly, as mentioned. Lazio's still got a bit to play for. They're in the battle for fourth and fifth, which is still, in my mind, a four-way go between Lazio, Inter, Atalanta and Milan. So they've got a bit to play for, and they're in good form at the moment. So 17-20 for Lazio. And my next best, and this is one that's a bit of a flyer, 9-4 for Werder Bremen. They take on Freiburg, 2:30 in the Bundesliga on Saturday. Freiburg are 5-4, probably are worthy favourites. They're decent at home. But Werder Bremen are in great form at the moment. They were looking in real trouble a few weeks ago. There was genuine possibilities of them going down, but they have won 4 of their last 6 games. I'm throwing a club friendly into the mix there as well. But they stuffed Oldenburg 6-0 in a friendly. And even their last Bundesliga 5 games, they beat Red Bull Leipzig last time out. That was at home, but a victory against Leipzig is nothing to be sniffed at. And Freiburg are looking decidedly mid-table for me at the moment. They are a good home side, Freiburg. I accept that. But I think that Werder Bremen need these points a lot more. They're only 2 points clear of Hamburg in the relegation playoff spot, if you like, and they shouldn't be as big as they are. So Werder Bremen at 9-4 would be a next best, but I'll be napping Lazio this week.
I have a feeling, and I might be wrong here, I have a feeling you said that Sassuolo Lazio was on Friday evening.
Did I?
You might not have done. It might just be me completely in Friday mode. But as you said it, I thought, you know what? If you're napping in a 5 o'clock game and we're recording this at 10-4, you're not giving listeners much chance. But the game is on Saturday at 5 o'clock. So if I've made that up, then I apologise. My mind wandering.
And likewise, if I've said it's on Friday, then that is a disgraceful lie, because it is on Saturday the game is.
So to sum up.
Yes.
Lazio are playing on Saturday at 5 o'clock and they're 17-20, and that's your nap.
That is my nap,
and that
yes.
is going with my best bet of the week, which is Benfica at 13-8, and the double pays.
Let me just clear off a couple of these things. I've cleared off everything there. Benfica is your selection. The nap double this week, Benfica for Alex Dunn, Lazio for myself, 3.8-1. We haven't had a winning double for a while, so let's hope for some success this week.
Fingers
on the
crossed.
Double.
We've not been united on the podcast very often, though, have we?
No, true.
Often letting idiots like Dave Kellner and Mark Walton take over.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that, Alex.
Thanks.
Enjoy all of your betting across the weekend. And do check out the Audio Boom page. Just search for William Hill, where you'll be able to search for all of the William Hill podcasts across a variety of sports. And check out William Hill's in-play radio throughout the course of the week, where the guys will be offering their best in-play tips on all of the football and indeed all of the week's sport.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.